stick this in your ear.
The number one internet shock radio network.
Shock me, shock me, shock me with that deviant behavior.
Renegade Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Kings of Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, my name is E.G. the Urban Scholar, and you are listening to Renegade Talk Las Vegas / Kings of Talk Radio, and I've been gone for just a little second, but you know, it's always room for more. I hope you've been enjoying everything that's been coming out of this wonderful network, Renegade, and I'm just so grateful and glad to be here. Thank you, Linda. Let's go. I just took a little second, a needed vacation. I've been working so hard. That's right, I got the movie, I got so many other things going on, but I always stop and take a second to make sure that I always deliver and do what I came here to do. Again, my name is EG the Urban Scholar, EG, and I know I've been gone for a little while, but I'm here. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. We never really started off like a whole season with that type of music. I'm loving it, Linda, but again, it's been a while. And I appreciate our listenership, each and every individual listening. Oh, man, it's been crazy. Politics. I've been watching a little bit here and there, but have you been really looking? Have you been focusing in on the details? The details, it's always the details, ladies and gentlemen. Boys and girls, I'm here to give it to you raw and uncertain. Well, I don't know if any of you saw that interesting speech that Trump delivered this past week. And, well, basically, while he was discussing the U.S. economy and its auto industry, Trump promised to place certain tariffs, again, that's that word that I hate, them tariffs, on cars and manufacturers abroad if he was to win in November. As I quote, he said, "It's going to be a bloodbath for the country." For nearly 90 minutes outside the Daytona International Airport in Ohio, Mr. Trump delivered a diverse speech. It was ridiculed with attacks that caused hysteria in the crowd. He noted several times that he was having difficulty reading the teleprompter. I wonder why. Renegadians, kings, queens, I'm back. It feels so good. It just, are you here with me? Linda, Music Mike, wonderful staff. I can't forget about you. Well, what's your take? Well, the former president opened his speech by praising the people serving sentences in connection with the January 6, 2021 riot to the Capitol. Mr. Trump, who faces criminal charges, has tied his efforts to the overturn of his election. Commend by their spirit and vow to help them if elected in November. He also reaped his false claims that the 2020 election was stolen, which had been described by the mountain of evidence. If he did not win this year's presidential election, Mr. Trump said, "I don't think you're going to have another election, or certainty not an election that's meaningful." Mr. Trump also stoked fears about the influx of migrants coming to the United States at the southern border. As he did during his successful campaign in 2026, Mr. Trump used certain language to cast many migrants as threats to American citizens. He assured, without evidence, that other countries were emptying their poisons of young people and sending them across the border to the United States. "I don't know if you call them people in some causes," he said. "They're not people, in my opinion." He later referenced to them as animals. Well, Renegade Nation, kings, queens, we don't really think that we are animals. Anybody coming to this country? See, let me just stop there for 1 second and get into this the EG way, like I always love to get to. And there's only one way to get to it, and that's the real. And with that being said, it breaks down to, yes, you have people coming to this country that get actually treated better and get more benefits than we do. Let's just face it. That's the American way. That's why everybody loves America. Is it okay? Is it right? I guess that's the real question. Is it okay for them to have that? When we still have benefits, but it's on us to actually use them and make them beneficial to us for your gain. That's the difference. Renegadians, there comes a time when we must take on that weight that big weight of speaking the universal language at this point. We live in a society to where it is universal now. There is no segregation, there is no black and white anymore. It's everything. Let's just face it. And if you haven't kind of moved on from that stereotypical way of living, then I don't know what to tell you. Because as of right now, as long as there's a TikTok and many other meaningful applications like that, then we're here. It's here to stay. It's not going anywhere, I'm sorry to tell you. My name is E.G. the Urban Scholar, and that's just what it is. So when I tell you that it doesn't shock me if Trump was to actually win. At this point, there is, and he does have his own way of things. I would love for him to win, either him or Kennedy. The way it's looking, we all know who everybody has their eyes on. I don't even have to say it. You be the judge of who is going to take our America to the next step. Speaking of good old JFK Jr., one of my favorites, especially being an independent. Well, it's stating here that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is expected to tap into Nicole Shanahan as a running mate. Well, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is planning to tap in with Nicole Shanahan, a California-based attorney and entrepreneur, once married to Google co-founder, as his running mate for his independent bid for presidency, which I might add is going to be quite hard. Aaron Rodgers, the outspoken NFL quarterback who Kennedy has been corresponding at his VP pick, is out of the running. A source close to the campaign said the prospect of his election promoted concerns among donors to the campaign. Shanahan, who was behind Kennedy's Super Bowl commercial, is now expected to be named the running mate to the long short bid. As I quote, the line on numerous issues, a source close with the campaign said of Kennedy and Shanahan, the campaign is also looking for a candidate who can help finance the ballot access incentive. That will be crucial if Kennedy stands a chance of competing in this election. Yes, like I always said, what does it come down to, folks? The money, the good old money. See, Kennedy needs a chance. Even though he's coming and he's being backed with his own money, he still has to have that other money.
With that being said, thank you so much, Linda. Music Mike, there's more. Stay tuned.
Yes. Well. What is this, Linda? I've been hearing that the U.S., some about the Haiti, some of those. Okay, can you pull it? Okay, yes. Oh, yes, we have right here. Renegadians, kings, queens, I appreciate you all for coming back and just embracing everything with me and going through the struggle. I'm in a different studios constantly. Every time you hear me, really, I'm somewhere different. I'm holding it down. We're still paying the bills. We're still here. I'm still keeping the flow moving. I'm just getting it. Stay tuned. I definitely have more information about what's been going on with me. And, well, yes, it doesn't stop. Okay, we're going to go from there. All right, the U.S. bracing for a huge national security threat as gang-riddled Haiti headed for a collapse. While Haitian gangs have so far killed over 3,700 people and now control over 80% of the national capital, the U.S. is on the brink of a major national security threat as violence rages on in Haiti, displacing over 15,000 people in just 1 week. In 2023, roughly 70,000 Haitians fled to U.S., and leaders are concerned this could get worse as gangs tighten their grip on the country. Haitian gangs have so far killed 3,700 people and control over 80% of the nation's capital, Port-au-Prince. They also shut down the airport, making international response and freeing trapped U.S. citizens extremely difficult. The Florida governor has already announced a crackdown on immigration into his state, which poses the easiest route into the U.S. from Haiti. Yes, unfortunately, that is one of the easiest routes into the U.S., which I know is crazy right now. I can imagine how many people and the pandemonium and just the difficulty of getting anywhere throughout that particular side of the world. Let's just face it. I know it's hell right now. Well, the Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, has also encouraged Kenyan to mobilize 1,000 police officers to protect Haiti, a pledge it made last year under a multinational security support mission. So, as well as politicians, experts are also raising the alarm over the implementing national security threat. The chief of staff and senior advisor at a think tank at the Wilson Center said the country is on the brink of a mass migration. He told Fox News, a failed state controlled by criminals, drug traffickers, mass murderers, and gangs so close to the U.S. soil is not in the foreign policy interests of the U.S. You see, they kind of understand and know that at the end of the day, we care, but we don't care. Let's just face it. It's foreign to us, correct? And we don't really take heed to foreign situations that we have no control over, especially when it's dealing with the other side. You see, the greatest threat facing the U.S. regarding Haiti is the further instability in the country, which could endure the lives of many Haitians and risk of mass migration. Damn, that's right. Migration is a key and concern of the U.S. citizens, especially in the run-up for the election. You kind of understand why this is so important and why this will be the biggest issue of this year. There has to be, or there will be always, a main topic of that or this year that's heading into a big election. Always, right? Mark my words that with this migration of people, there is going to be nothing but talk of Haiti and what we can do for Haiti and how we can help Haiti. It's not going to stop. You're going to hear it left and right. This will not end. It's going to be the main topic for this year. We're going to get into so much more. Again, my name is EJ the Urban Scholar, and you're listening to Renegade Talk Las Vegas / Kings of Talk Network, and so much more coming. I appreciate you all again for coming back, tuning in. Thank you, Linda. Thank you, Music Mike.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. And now you can get the best sheets ever for the best price ever. When you buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheet sets, you'll get another one absolutely free. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials for the buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets. All you got to do, Renegade Nation, is enter the promo code RENEGADE or call 1-800-889-6817 for these great specials. That's 1-800-889-6817. Use the promo code RENEGADE.
Are your freedoms being destroyed?
Like free speech?
Shut up!
Then fucking stay here and be blunt about it.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Be right back.
You are now listening to Kings of Talk Radio.